This paper proposes a distinct interpretation of the link that exists between increased inflammation and a reduction of BDNF. We describe why most of the people with altered inflammatory status and low BDNF do not automatically have depression, and why some people become depressed without diverging from average serum levels of these markers. We suggest also a reasoning that can explain why the use of TNF-alpha inhibition has no effect as a therapy in patients with resistant depression and high inflammatory levels.